The 4P's Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight. Are you ready? We've got a coiled spring in the studio. We've got to say a very good morning to Esther. Hello.
Hi.
Esther. How are you?
Oh.
Stressed?
What?
Stressed?
Yeah, I'm stressed. Wait.
Hey, look, you read the news earlier and you were great.
Yeah, but I can't hear you. I can't hear myself.
Well, take your headphones off, okay? You can hear me now, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay, did you turn the volume down or something?
Oh.
They were working fine just now. Okay.
Oh, yeah, now.
That was it. So you touched something and you didn't know what it did. You just touched it anyway.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. I don't know.
Now, how are you? You okay?
Yes.
Okay, I've got some questions for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got some really, really good questions for you. They've been vetted by your team. Okay, now, I know you're mad crazy on radio, and you'd love to do your own show.
Yeah.
What sort of show would you do?
Like, if I was going to do my own show right here, right now, it would be, like, musical theatre and opera, because I like it, and it basically speaks to me.
What does it entail? Just explain what it is, what it does.
It just plays music from musicals and opera, and musicals. My favorite musicals are like Les Miserables, The Phantom of the Opera, Wicked, Mamma Mia, We Will Rock You. Those last two musicals were jukebox musicals. And from my favourite bands, ABBA and Queen.
All right, which leads us on to the next question. Did you jump then?
What?
You jumped then, didn't you? All right, I've got another question, okay?
Yeah.
Which leading on from that, other than ABBA and Queen, what band would you like to go and see live?
Oh, it's a tough question.
It's not really, is it?
Yeah, it is. I barely want to see, like, I don't know. Oh, wait, I know. It's just Coldplay.
Good choice. Good choice. You like Coldplay then? What's your favourite Coldplay song?
Higher Power.
Yeah?
You know, it's one of my top three most favourite songs.
Right, okay.
Which
brings us on nicely. If you had a top three and you weren't allowed to have Queen or ABBA in it, what would be your top three?
So, top three was Coldplay's Higher Power.
Right.
Two is Jessie Ware's Remember Where You Are and Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits. But we're not going to play all of these songs.
We're not going to play any of them.
Yeah.
I've got the controls, my side. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Sadly, we're not going to play any of those. But Bad Habits at the moment by Ed Sheeran, it is the UK's number one as we speak.
Yeah. And it's my favourite song of all time now.
So when you play songs... Like, just say, for instance, if you wanted to listen to Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran, how would you listen to it?
On the radio or through YouTube.
So you go to YouTube and you watch it. So you've seen the video. I've not seen the video.
I have seen the video at sixth form.
Right. So what's it? Is the video a good one?
Yeah.
Is Ed Sheeran in it?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran is a vampire at night, then turns into his... human self at the end.
Okay, interesting. I'm going to go and watch that because I haven't seen the video. I've heard the song, and the song's very clever.
I've heard the song, but I haven't seen the video.
Yeah, so hang on, you just said what was in the video, so you must have seen it.
I don't know about that.
Hey, look, if you were in charge of the TV controls...
What?
Okay, you're in charge of the TV controls. You've got a great big television in front of you. You're at home. You can pick what you're watching. What are you going to watch?
Like the Bohemian Rhapsody film when it just plays on... Yeah, the Bohemian Rhapsody film.
So you're going to watch the film?
Yeah.
There was another program that you said you were going to watch as well. Do you remember what that was?
Milkshake on Channel 5.
That's the one, Milkshake. Tell me about Milkshake, because I've never heard of that.
Oh, children's shows. It just plays, presenters have bumpers inserted into, like, shows like Daisy Nolly, Ricky Zoom, Peppa Pig, and Butterbeans Cafe. And Do the kids like milkshake now?
I don't know. Do they? Do you? You're a young kid, aren't you?
Yeah, I liked milkshake.
There you go. Well, are you talking milkshake the drink?
No. The TV program. It's the TV. Yeah.
Well, if you had a milkshake drink, what flavour would you have? What would you go for?
Chocolate milkshake.
I'd go for strawberry. Thanks for asking.
What?
What?
Yeah.
And if you could cook anything.
Oh, it's a.
What would you cook?
Yeah, it's a French ratatouille.
A ratatouille.
Yeah, it's come from France, obviously.
Yeah. Have you seen the film?
I haven't.
Oh, there's a great film, Walt Disney film, Ratatouille. You ought to watch it. You'd love it.
They made it into a TikTok musical.
Did they?
Yeah.
But let's go back to the ratatouille. What's in a ratatouille?
Like vegetables, peppers, aubergines. mixed herbs, tomatoes, and
no rat. Okay.
No rats.
Hey, look, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with some In Excess in a mo.
Oh, wait.
And then we're going to chat some more. Yeah, you sit there and wait. Vex's Radio 104.6.
For the people, by the people.
FM 104.6, we've got Esther in the building, and we want to give you an opportunity now, Esther, because you've been brilliant this morning. You really have. You've read the news, you've done all these lovely things, and you've sat down, and you basically have been focused. Yeah, you sound like you're on the phone. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Did Paloma Faith cover that song, NXS, Never Tear Us Apart?
Who did?
Paloma Faith just covered
that. She did. She did. We saw her do that live at the festival.
I didn't see it.
No, but I did. It was great. You missed it. It was really good. Have you ever been to the festival?
What festival?
The Isle of Wight Festival.
Oh.
What other festival is there?
No.
You've never been?
I have never been.
Hey, do you know what? You're going to be really jealous now. We actually saw Queen at the festival about 5-6 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah. I just like Queen.
And they were fantastic. I forget the guy. Was it Lambert?
Adam Lambert.
That's the one. He was fabulous. He really was good.
Adam Lambert, if you're just tuning in, welcome to Vectis Radio.
Yeah, welcome, Adam. He always listens to the mid-morning show on Vectis Radio.
Yeah.
He does. Now, I want you to say hello to a few people while you're here, while you've got the opportunity. Can you say hello to a few people? Do you remember who you've got to say hello to?
My family. Hi, Reginaldo, Rosalina and Will. If you're just tuning in, I'm on the radio right now. I'm not crying, though.
No. You're not? Not yet, no. Who's Will?
My brother.
Your brother. How old's your brother?
He's about to be 11.
He's about to be 11. Have you got him a birthday present, then? Don't blurt it out what it is. Don't spoil it. But have you got him a present yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, but you're going to get... When is his birthday?
The 15th of October.
Right, okay, that's quite a few months away, isn't it?
So,
yeah, he is about to be 11 in about 3 months' time.
I know.
But happy birthday, Will, for October. Yeah. Will's your brother, Reginaldo's your dad, Rosalina's your mum.
Yeah.
Anybody else you want to say hello to?
Oh, Miss Lindor, if you're just tuning in, Miss Lindor, I'm on the radio right now for, what is it? The
mid-morning show.
Yeah, the mid-morning show.
Okay, so who's Miss Lindor? Is she a teacher?
Yeah, she's a maths teacher.
Are you good at maths?
Yeah.
What's 11 elevens?
121.
I'll have to check that. As soon as that came out, I thought, hang on, you might not know that with yourself here.
Yeah.
So you're good at maths then, it would appear.
Yeah.
Now, I've put a bit of paper your side. It's yellow. Can you pick it up and read what's on it?
Oi, what? No. This is green.
Yeah, I'm colourblind. Is it green? It's yellow. Go on. What
no,
does it,
it is green.
What does it say on it?
The next song we're about to play you is something from the Beatles, which I haven't heard before.
Well, I bet you that when we play it, you'll go, oh, yeah, I remember this.
I don't remember this song.
I haven't played it yet.
Strange language only animals can understand. If we could speak it, we would stop.
That's the Weather Kings and Animals. Talking of which, we have in the studio, we've got Esther.
What's that stuff?
Tell me about your AKA.
Why did the track stop?
That was where it ended. Tell us about your AKA.
Wait, what?
Tell me about your AKA.
Sorry.
Also known as?
Crescendo Allegro Melody.
So how did that come about?
Well...
Because crescendo means loud, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. Allegro means, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. The tempo is, like, 120-something.
Tempo, right,
yeah,
okay.
Tempo, right, yeah.
And it's an Allegro.
No, it's Allegra.
All right. I thought it was a car, because that's the name of a really, really sexy car. That is an Allegro.
I'm not.
Hey, look, I've got a question for you.
I'm not a car.
I know you're not. I know you're not. I've got a question, okay? What day is it today?
Tuesday.
Yeah, what's the date?
13th of June. I mean, July. 13th, we're not in June.
13th of?
July.
July. What happened on 13th of July?
It was...
You haven't forgotten already, have you?
12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia. Wait.
Yes. Yes.
Richard?
Skinner.
Richard Skinner.
The words of Richard Skinner. Introduced who?
Live Aid.
You're much older than you look. How old? 1985. What were you, 20, 25?
I wasn't born.
But you know it.
Yeah.
We could reenact that day. Yeah. I haven't got status quo queued up. Maybe we could, but I mean, we could reenact that day. What was the immortal words at 12 o'clock?
7 a.m.
It's 7 a.m. in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what time is it now in Philadelphia?
I don't know. Let's go back to 1985.
Yeah.
Those immortal words from Richard Skinner. Could you go over them again?
It's 12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia, and all around the world, it's time for Live Aid. Wait.
Wait. It's status quo. No, yeah. Wait, boys. Wait. I haven't said you can come on yet. I could just imagine you being there.
Yeah.
Being difficult.
Yeah,
throwing
yeah.
Throwing a little tantrum.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So you've seen that brilliant 15-minute clip of Queen playing live.
No, it's 20 minutes.
Is it 20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
And what did they play then? Come on, what did they play?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Started off with Bohemian Rhapsody, didn't he?
Radio Gaga.
Yeah.
And then a Freddie Mercury sing-along.
Yeah.
Moment. Hammer to Fall. We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions.
And they were fantastic, weren't they?
Yeah.
Anybody that is of a certain age that saw Live Aid back then, some people were too young to remember Live Aid or weren't even born around here. But honestly, watch it. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's the best section of live music you're ever likely to see.
Yeah, and the Bohemian Rhapsody film just recreated it.
It did.
From scratch.
It did. It all built up to that moment, didn't it?
It was
fabulous.
But the DVD contained... The DVD card contained shortened versions of Radio Gaga and Hammer to Fall, We Are the Champions, but they didn't include Crazy Little Thing Called Love and We Will Rock You.
Oh, right. My DVD did. I watched the whole thing.
Oh.
It was fantastic.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't find the DVD.
Oh, look at your little face drop.
What? All right. I'm not...
Listen, we just played the Weather Kings and Animals, and local music is really, really big here on the island.
Yeah,
and one day, hopefully, you'll be able to send us some of your tracks.
Oh,
have you written any music yourself?
I know, I don't know, but I might be.
You don't know, but you might be.
Yes.
All right. You sound like my gran. Jeez, have you eaten today? I don't know, I might have done.
What?
Come on, have you written something yourself? One of your own tracks have you written? I'm getting a nod over here. I'm getting a nod over there. So you have. Tell me about the track that you've written.
So, I'm just working on it.
You're just working on it now, are you?
Yeah, okay. I'm just working on it.
Well, maybe you should send it to us and then we could make you a part of the local music. What do you think?
Yeah, and we could send it all around the world.
Yeah, we could send it all around the world, yeah.
Yeah.
If it was that good.
Yeah, it is that good.
Okay, we're going to play. We're going to have a quick break, and I'm going to kind of come back with some Audrey Hall. You wouldn't have heard of her, but I guarantee when you hear the song, you would have.
Vectis Radio, 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Go what? We were playing that, and we had the conversation about Audrey Hall, and you got a little bit worried because you thought she was dead, and she's not. She's still alive. She's 73. All right.
Wait,
so that's
what?
Audrey Hall and Smile. And you're going to disappear in a minute. You've got to go back to... Where are you going back to today? Have you got school?
Sixth form.
So that's it. You're going to go back to sixth form. What are you going to do this afternoon? What's you got lessons?
No lessons.
So you're just going to create havoc.
Miss Rockley gave me a timetable of my lessons. Miss Rockley, if you're just joining us, hi.
I'm on the radio right now. She's been tuned in for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can see that. We can see everybody that's tuned in. And Miss Hockley, yeah, she's still out there. But she's given you a timetable.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do this afternoon then?
Well, gotta be... I don't know, assertive of myself.
Have you got maths? Have you got English?
No lessons. Just music and graphics that I had to do.
And you're just going to listen to music?
Yeah.
Man, I've got to go back to school. This is great fun, isn't it? Don't you do any lessons at all then, this afternoon?
Yeah, apart
from graphics and listen to music?
Yeah.
So what are you going to listen to this afternoon? You're going to go onto YouTube?
Yeah.
What are you going to listen to? What are you going to watch? Come on, it's Live Aid Day. You got to watch the Live Aid.
Live Aid Day?
Yes, it's the anniversary, isn't it? How many years? 36?
Maybe I can get the full concert up.
Full? You could, yeah. That would last, how many hours? About 24 hours, wasn't it?
What?
No, it was 12. They did from 12 o'clock midday over here, but they did go through the night over there. So, yes, it was probably about 18 hours in total.
Oh.
Which is incredible, because who was the guy that actually played over here?
Phil Collins.
Yeah, and then got on a plane and went over there.
Yeah, and Madonna was there on Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones.
And someone that's coming to the Isle of Wight Festival, they played the American bit as well.
Jimi Hendrix?
No, he probably wasn't around then.
Oh.
Sadly.
Well, David Bowie?
Duran Duran.
Wait.
Yeah, Duran Duran.
Yeah.
They played in America. They didn't play over here, but they played over there.
Oh.
And David Bowie played over here, but didn't go over there.
Yeah. So are we going to play Duran Duran's Invisible right now?
No, that's their new single, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's really good, listen to it. No, I'm just giving you a list of what we're doing now. So when you introduce this song, you've got to go.
Yeah, so...
Sad moment.
Well,
you got to go. Oh, look at that big sigh. I've got to go. Going to build up to your final moment.
Well, this...
Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah.
but you've got to go now.
Yeah, but...
Okay, you're getting picked up. So we ought to say hello to the bus driver, didn't we?
Wait.
Because he's now probably on his way here to pick you up.
Bus driver?
Yeah.
Oh, so...
So what? Do you know what his name is?
I don't know what his name is.
Do you get on his bus every week?
Mr. Harris. Wait, she told me.
She told you?
Wait.
Is it Sean? We got to say that to Sean. Sean's on his way now to pick you up. Mr. Harris, is it?
Yeah. Wait.
And he's retiring soon because he's like 105.
He's like...
Is that right?
Like 60 years old or something?
Oh, no, he's older than that. He's a lot older than that.
So...
What's your name?
Miss Lawrence. Miss Lawrence just told me that the bus driver was dying. Miss Norris,
okay. I didn't hear that. I thought you called her something completely different. I wondered what it was. So Miss Norris has said that Sean is, or Mr. Harris, is 125.
What?
So that's confirmation. So he's now on his way here.
Yeah.
He must be the oldest bus driver in the world. So we should say hello to him.
I think he's not.
I think he is.
Okay, Mr. Harris, if you're just tuning in, this song goes out to everyone who's always been there for me. And, well, I don't know. I really...
I feel like I'm handing over a BAFTA.
BAFTA? Do we have any BAFTAs?
Not yet, no, but it sounds like it was a BAFTA speech. Thank you for everybody that's been there for me.
No, wait, what? Okay, so the next song that we're going to play is Timmy Thomas, Why Can't We Live Together?
You jumped again then, didn't you? I did that deliberately.
Yes.
It's almost like there's an electric shock going through your headphones.
What?
They'll be locking me up and putting me in prison.
Okay.
Hey, you take care of yourself, Esther.
Bye.
And it's been an absolute blast. It really has. So hopefully see you again soon, all right?
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. Have a lovely summer.
And you too.